Let's take a look at how the press is reacting to these election results. Antonia Carrigan is here to take us through the front pages of the French press here. Tell us about it.
Well, so it's a bit of a coup, as we know, this result. Extremely unexpected. Let's start with the left-wing press, who are jubilant. Libération has on its front page, c'est ouf, that means it's amazing. And you've got this picture, as you see, of République, that square, best known for protests, this time serving as a place of celebration for supporters of the new Popular Front, and most importantly, more widely, opponents of the far-right national rally. The communist paper, L'Humanité, also jubilant. You've got this image of the great wave of Kanagawa, labelled Popular Front, tinted red, and it says, hope is reborn. Once again, making no bones about partisanship. La Dépêche du Midi, another left-wing paper. And in the end, it's the left that wins. And further down in the smaller print of this front page, we've obviously got these absolutely triumphant people waving French flags. You have in the text, it says it's beyond anything that was hoped for. La Croix, also on the left side of the spectrum, has this young woman in Lyon draped in a French flag and smiling with the headline, France says no to the national rally. In the more right-wing press, we have Les Echos, the front page. Let's zoom in nicely on this very sad face of Jordan Bardella. La claque, that means he's been hit, in short. He's in despair. He's occupying a lot of the front page. His party not just denied the absolute majority, also the relative majority, and they've come in behind the left and the centrist bloc that looked absolutely decimated just last week. Le Figaro, you've got a troubled, brooding president on the front page. The national rally faced with failure and the left imposed on Macron. You can imagine why he might be making that face. He's not really sure where that leaves him. A month after dissolving parliament, it says the president is reaching the end of a trying democratic episode, faced with an ungovernable assembly, got a surprise victory for the NFP and cold shower for the RN. And you've got Marine Le Pen there, all on her own, faced with all of these figures opposite, who are slightly bigger, reflective of the results. L'Opinion, a right-wing paper as well, inelegible assembly and an unfindable majority. And you've got a cartoon of a former president, François Hollande, jumping out of a jack-in-the-box, startling a shocked Emmanuel Macron. These two men have a complex backstory, and it's fair to say they're not the best of friends nowadays.
All right, and the big unknown going into the second round was if the so-called circled orphans of the first round would vote, how they would vote. Now there's been an Ipsos investigation into this, so what's the verdict?
The verdict is that those people did vote, and the idea of the left and the centre was to create the so-called Republican Front, and that was that if your left-wing candidate pulled out, they would encourage their voters to vote for the centrist, and they would block the national rally that way, and that operated in both directions. And it seemed they did that. There's this piece in the Parisien that's got this survey that, so you can see, I mean, I won't get too much into the details, but essentially, people who voted left in the first round, were three quarters of them were willing to go out and vote centrist in the second round if their left-wing candidate had pulled out to leave space for a victory for the centre. And vice versa, to a slightly lesser extent, centrist voters, it was more like half and half whether or not they would go and vote for the left-wing candidate. And it also, of course, made a difference whether it was France Unbowed or the more centrist socialists or Greens.
And we have to remember, as we've been saying, it looked like a week ago the National Rally could be the biggest party in France and in Parliament. So it's a deeply divided France that's waking up this morning. Tell us about what the papers are saying with these contrasts.
Yes, so Le Monde has this very long reporting piece put together by a group of reporters who are in different locations across France, and it describes scenes of absolute ecstasy in Paris as people celebrate the victory of the left, tears of joy, cries of disbelief, compared to as if France had won the World Cup. At the same time, though, one of their reporters was in a rural village in the southeast where the National Rally won a spectacular 67%. And these people feel deeply thwarted. They say it was our turn, and the media have frightened voters into left and centrist submission. And you've also got quotations in there from left-wing people who see people around them who have moved towards the right, and they say there aren't fewer National Rally voters than there were a week ago, and so this isn't really going anywhere.
And finally, it wouldn't be the Press Review without a bit of satire. What do you have for us, Antonia?
Well, so it's, of course, a situation that has inspired artists. This Italian cartoonist, Marco De Angelis, has this. La Flamme is the flame, that trickle or flame, is emblematic of the National Rally Party. And it's in this flame, the flame in this instance is in ashes. The pair of high heels trailing next to it, which we must assume belong to leading figure Marine Le Pen. Coucou in Libération. We were told throughout the campaign that the National Rally were at the gates or at the doors of power. In this instance, it's been drawn as the exit doors, more specifically the emergency exit. So I think this is, you know, a way of saying that instead of increasing in stature, they may have actually lost quite a lot of momentum from this result. And finally, the satirist Herbs is looking ahead to the talks that are going on today between leaders of the different left-wing parties. And they've said, on the left, no time to lose is the headline. And then the text says, on discute entre nous, we're talking among ourselves. And as you can see, if you look at the actual image, those talks are sort of whirl of chaos and knives and violence. So there you go.
Yeah, I could stare at that for a few minutes and still not figure out what's going on there. Thank you for that, Antonia. You'll be back a little bit later with some reactions from the international press.